AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. There's less than 30 minutes to the deadline for a partial government shutdown. The House passed a $1.2 trillion funding package earlier today. Now the Senate must vote on it or their own package. And if the bills aren't the same, they have to be reconciled. But the House is adjourned. The U.S. says it warned Russia of the possibility of a terrorist attack before today's deadly shooting and explosion at a concert hall. The Islamic State group claims responsibility.
The State Department, our embassy there, put out a notice to all Americans in Moscow to avoid any large gathering, concerts, obviously shopping malls, anything like that. Just for their own safety, they should stay put where they are.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. The Princess of Wales says she's undergoing chemotherapy to treat cancer that was discovered after abdominal surgery back in January. Wall Street closed out its best week of the year. This is ABC News. For more than 100 years, it's been a crime to cheat on your spouse in New York. But that may soon change.
It's still on the books in New York. A law that makes adultery punishable by up to 3 months behind bars. Now a bill working its way through the state legislature would repeal the antiquated and seldom enforced law. Assemblyman Charles Levine, who sponsored the bill to appeal the ban, says prosecutors should not be digging into what consenting adults do behind closed doors. Most states like New York that still have adultery laws classify them as misdemeanors, but Oklahoma, Wisconsin, and Michigan treat adultery as felony offenses. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
More than 440,000 mugs made by Nestle are being recalled. Federal officials say the mugs can overheat and they can shatter when either put in the microwave or filled with extremely hot liquids. They were part of Starbucks gift sets that were sold nationwide at places like Target and Walmart. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher is resigning. His last day in Congress will be April 19th. Gallagher told the Journal Sentinel that he plans to enter the private sector and spend more time with his family. Due to the timing of his resignation, no special election will be held, and the seat will remain vacant until voters decide on his replacement in November. Governor Tony Evers signed another 44 bills into law on Friday. Among them is a bill that makes it a felony for school staff members to commit an act of sexual misconduct against a student. That includes any verbal or physical conduct that could be considered sexual in nature. Evers said that he's happy to sign the bill, but isn't happy that the bill is needed. Another bill signed into law further restricts strip searches of students by school officials. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette gets the W. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Marquette Golden Eagles with a win over Western Kentucky. The final 87-69. Marquette trailed at the half but came back in the second. Cam Jones with 29 points. Tyler Kolick did just fine, scoring 18 points, 11 assists since being out a month with that sore oblique muscle. Up next, the Golden Eagles face the winner of Florida versus Colorado. Tonight, it's Wisconsin against James Madison University. What did they look like on tape? Tyler Wall.
They're unlike a team that we're used to. They're not like a Big Ten team where they're just going to pound it inside and kind of expect a lot of production out of the post just from post moves. throws and stuff. So they move the ball well. They got an old team, I know. So expect them to just know all the stuff that old guys in the league and in NCAA know. I mean, I feel like they're a good three-point shooting team. So we just gonna it's going to be another game about us at the end of the line.
That's the Badgers' Tyler Wall. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight with lows in the upper teens. For your Saturday, some sunshine for the morning, then a few clouds for the afternoon, high temps to the mid-30s. Cloudy and breezy for Sunday, a high around 40, with some rain and snow possible Sunday night. Right now it's 30.
Hey everybody, Todd Alba. On Monday, noon till 2, we'll check in with our March Madness brackets and also update you on news over the weekend on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey there, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mubarak. It is the end of the week. It is Anything Goes Friday, although the second hour of our program, Congressman Ro Khanna is going to be with us for an hour taking your calls. So, get ready for that. In the first hour here, I want to get into this question of will Trump be viewed as a victim or will he be viewed as a criminal getting his just desserts if Letitia James grabs him by the building or grabs him by the airplane? Or will he get bailed out at the last minute? This is getting weird. I'll tell you all about it. Also, why is America letting the oil industry destroy the planet? My piece over at HartmanReport.com today. As I mentioned, the second hour of our program will be Congressman Khanna with a National Progressive Town Hall meeting all hour. The third hour of our program, I want to get into this Department of Justice lawsuit against Apple that they announced yesterday. I find this fascinating. The Biden administration is doing something that hasn't been done basically since the 70s. And the breakup of AT&T was completed in 1982, although it began under Richard Nixon, oddly enough. Also, Biden forgives more student debt. We'll talk about that. And a crazy alert, the Satanic Temple strikes again. Welcome to the after-school Satan Club. It's not what you think. I'll tell you all about it. It's actually kind of a science club. I'll tell you all about that in the third hour of our program. Just some news just to keep you up to date on what's going on in Congress. Congress just passed the House of Representatives just passed a $1.2 trillion bill to keep the government from shutting down this weekend, arguably Monday or Sunday night. And so that has to go to the Senate. Any one senator can block that. And Rand Paul is looking to get his name in the newspapers again. He's what's the old saying? The most dangerous place in the world is between Rand Paul and a camera. So we'll see. But President Biden has said he'll sign it. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene, because this got passed with a provision that suspends the rules of the House, and it took a two-thirds vote to make that happen. So the Democrats, the majority of the votes for this were Democrats. And in fact, the majority of Republicans did not vote for it, which means it's a violation of the so-called Hastert rule that, famous child molester Dennis Hastert, the former Republican Speaker of the House, had this rule that he would not bring legislation to the floor unless it could pass with a majority of Republicans, regardless of what the Democrats did. And Republicans have been trying to hold to that rule ever since Denny Hastert went to prison. So that's going on. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene has filed a discharge petition, or not a discharge petition, motion to vacate, I believe it is. Motion to vacate the chair. That it would be the Speaker of the House, the position of Speaker of the House of Representatives. Basically, she's filed a petition, a motion, to do to Moscow Mike Johnson the same thing that she did to Kevin McCarthy, or that she and friends did. Actually, Matt Gaetz was the lead, the gang leader on that thing.
So this will be interesting. Although, in all probability, Speaker Johnson is going to call, you know, he's going to throw the House into recess as soon as this thing is passed. Well, it just passed. So in all probability, very quickly, he's going to put the House in recess for the next 2 weeks. They're going to take the Easter vacation. So they'll be gone for 2 weeks. In other words, the House will not pass aid to Ukraine for the next 2 weeks. They will not pass aid for Gaza for the next two, you know, for the civilians in Gaza for the next 2 weeks. So another moment that Mike Johnson and the Republicans in the House of Representatives have their, you know, lips firmly attached to Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump's rear ends. Speaking of Vladimir Putin, Russia just attacked Ukrainian power facilities this morning in the most vicious attack on Ukraine, basically since the start of the war. They blew up a major dam, a hydroelectric power plant on the Dnipro River, and killing at least five people, leaving over a million people without power, and causing Kyiv to seek emergency electrical supplies from Poland, Romania, and Slovakia. It caused blackouts in seven regions, you know, what we would call states. So there's that. But let's get into this. Is Trump going to be viewed as a victim? Or will he be viewed as a criminal getting his just desserts? Or is he going to get bailed out? Well, first of all, Trump, you know, his lawyers earlier in the week in a petition to the judge, basically a petition for mercy, saying, please, you know, just give us a little more time, said that there's no way he can come up with $545 million. This morning, or last night, overnight, on Truth Social, Donald Trump, his Nazi-infested little social media site with only about 8 or 9 million users, Donald Trump went on a rant saying that he had $500 million, but not enough to make the deal, and that the only reason Engeron picked that number is he wanted to wipe out Trump's available cash. Well, if he's got $500 million, he should have no problem putting up a bond. But he's lying. He's lying through his teeth. I mean, keep in mind, as Jeff Tiedrich pointed out this morning, fun fact about Seven Springs, that's the property in Westchester County that Letitia James yesterday filed the preliminary actions necessary to seize control of next week if Trump doesn't come up with his bond. When he needed a bank loan in 2012, he said that property was worth $291 million. When he had to pay property taxes on it, he claimed to the state government it was only worth $50 million. That is both bank fraud and tax fraud. And that's why he has to pay this $454 million. But it turns out, first off, the RNC says, yes, indeed, we are going to pay Donald Trump's legal bills. You'll recall Laura Trump and Michael Whatley, the new co-chairs of the Republican National Committee, had both claimed, well, Laura Trump, for example, said every single penny will go to the number one and only job of the RNC, electing Donald Trump as president, which in itself is problematic. I mean, what about other Republicans? I mean, the RNC is supposed to help out all Republicans, right? But now they've cut a deal with the Trump campaign so that a large chunk of the money that comes into the Republican Party or the collective fundraising efforts will go to his Save America Political Action Committee. Now, his Save America PAC, his legal expenses represented last year 85%, or actually in the first 2 months of this year, 85% of Save America PAC's total operating expenses was his lawyers. Excuse me. And so, you know, the RNC is turning into a giant piggy bank for Donald Trump, which is what we were all predicting. And is this legal or not? We had somebody call yesterday and ask the question, and then we had a couple of lawyers call in and opine about it. There's this thing called the irrespective test per the FEC, and tip of the hat to the person who shared this with me. This is from the Federal Election Commission rules. Commission regulations provide a test called the irrespective test to differentiate legitimate campaign and officeholder expenses from personal expenses. This is what this attorney wrote to me. Under the irrespective test, personal use is any use of funds in a campaign account of a candidate or former candidate to fulfill a commitment, obligation, or expense of any person that would exist irrespective of the candidate's campaign and responsibilities as a federal office holder. In other words, if a campaign is paying expenses that would have existed even if that person wasn't running for office, that's a violation of the law. Well, you know, Trump and E. Jean Carroll had nothing to do with this running for office. Trump committing fraud against New York State for over 20 years had nothing to do with his running for office. So these are clear violations of the FEC rules. You know, Trump having the RNC pay his legal bills, but, you know, he's going to do it anyway. Meanwhile, conservative pollster Frank Luntz says that if Letitia James seizes Trump's properties, that's going to cause Trump to win the election. He said his polling shows that when Trump is treated unfairly, for example, when Colorado and Maine tried to take him off the ballot, Frank Luntz said Trump's popularity went up in those states. Frank Luntz, by the way, is not a fan of Trump right now. And he says, according to his polling, well, he said, I want you to remember this moment and don't forget it. If the New York Attorney General starts taking his homes away, starts to seize his assets, so it's all going to be on camera, and pundits are going to sit and scream about this, this man cannot be elected, you're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump. Maybe. And also, you know, the latest Republican budget proposals shows clearly that this is from the Republican Study Committee, that they want to cut Medicare and Social Security. And I shared some of that with you yesterday. But the one bailout that might be available to Donald Trump is this publicly traded company, or at least it's going public this weekend or next Monday, that owns Truth Social, his Nazi-infested social media company. Now, it's just a little tiny company. It only had $5 million last year in revenue. It lost over $30 million through the third quarter of last year. Its user base is a paltry 8.9 million registered users, but it's valued at $3 billion. Now, how did that happen? Well, it turns out that all of the shareholders are small individuals. There's no institutional shareholders. And remember the GameStop Corporation, where they took the price of the shares from basically a buck and a half or $2 all the way up to almost $50, actually almost $90, by just hyping it, just hyping the stock on using social media. I believe it was mostly Reddit where it was being done. This is a couple of years ago. Well, it looks like this is exactly what's being done with True Social, that the company actually should be worth $20, $30, $40 million, maybe at the most. It's actually losing money, so, you know, it shouldn't be worth a lot. But they have, but these 400,000 small investors who have invested in it have bid up the share prices to the point where it's selling at $40 a share, you know, and it should be a buck or two a share. So this is a speculative investment bubble. This is exactly what Trump did when he sold NFTs. Remember the non-fungible tokens, the digital graphics? And he was selling them for, you know, hundreds of dollars as digital trading cards, and then the price dropped 99% after he sold them all. Or his new tennis shoes that he started out selling at $399, and then after he sold them all, the price went down to $100, and now people can't get rid of them. Plus, if he sells out his shares, which he can do, there is a six-month kind of block out, but he can get around that. If he sells his shares, who's going to buy them? Well, it could be Russia, China, or Saudi Arabia. This could be a way to launder foreign money into the Trump pockets and thus law expenses.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So keep an eye on all these things. Why is America letting the oil industry destroy the planet? We'll talk about that right after the break.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
Three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. Sorry, I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd
here.
Todd Alba going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always
this
a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for you, an exclusive offer, use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Make sleep better sleep health a priority. Go to CozyEarth.com and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. And welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. And the op-ed that I published this morning at HartmanReport.com is titled, Let me get to it here. Why is America letting the oil industry destroy the planet? And basically, you know, it's there's a couple of new things in the news here. In the last week, well, actually this week, just 2 days ago, the president, the CEO of Saudi Aramco, you know, one of the largest oil companies in the world, spoke at a conference in Houston where he said to an to cheers from the audience or applause from the audience oil people, that basically, you know, it's time to stop talking about phasing out fossil fuels and start talking about finding more. So this, you know, I start the story actually with my dad in 1950 when my mom got pregnant with me, dropping out of college, abandoning the GI Bill to go to work in a steel mill because, you know, he was going to have a new family and he needed to make some money in Grand Rapids. And he ended up, you know, working in a cloud of asbestos, which killed him. In 2006, he died of mesothelioma. And the lawyers were just awful. Well, now we've got, then we had, so that's the asbestos industry. And we finally nailed them in the 90s, which led to a lot of bankruptcies. Same thing with the tobacco industry. We finally nailed them in the 90s. Well, now comes the fossil fuel industry. And there is a new paper published in the Harvard Environmental Law Review titled Climate Homicide, Prosecuting Big Oil for Climate Deaths, that argues basically that it's time to hold these senior executives in the oil companies and the companies themselves, hold them legally and perhaps even criminally, certainly civilly, responsible for murder or homicide. And they build a pretty strong case for this. Now, I have, on this program and in my writings at Hartman Report in the past, argued in favor of having the federal government simply buy up the stock of the three biggest oil companies in the United States in the open market and essentially nationalize those companies so that they could replace the management. This has been done over and over and over again in American history by various presidents. And it's something that could be done now. But this is going even a step beyond that. Now, PG&E, remember the camp, I believe it was called the campfire that burned down Paradise, the city of Paradise, and 85 people died. PG&E was convicted of 84 counts of manslaughter in that case. You had British Petroleum, BP, was convicted of 11 counts of manslaughter in the Deepwater Horizon blowout preventer failure thing, you know, and that oil spill down in the Gulf. So there's certainly precedent for this. And I'm all in favor of it moving forward. Get your thoughts on this after the break. It's Anything Goes Friday.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? Your calls are up next. Stay with us.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend
Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. There's less than 30 minutes to the deadline for a partial government shutdown. The House passed a $1.2 trillion funding package earlier today, and now the Senate must vote on it or their own package. And if the bills aren't the same, they have to be reconciled. But the House is adjourned. The U.S. says it warned Russia of the possibility of a terrorist attack before today's deadly shooting and explosion at a concert hall. The Islamic State group claims responsibility.
The State Department or embassy there put out a notice to all Americans in Moscow to avoid any large gathering, concerts, obviously shopping malls, anything like that. Just for their own safety, they should stay put where they are.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. The Princess of Wales says she's undergoing chemotherapy to treat cancer that was discovered after abdominal surgery back in January. Wall Street closed out its best week of the year. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors in three Wisconsin counties say they won't pursue felony charges of campaign finance violations against former President Donald Trump's fundraising committee and Republican State Representative Janelle Branchen related to the effort to unseat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The prosecutors say their own involvement in Republican politics creates a conflict of interest. Wisconsin voters have their say on two proposed amendments to the state constitution on April 2nd. One of them would ban private donations to local election offices. Sam Lieber is with the group All Voting is Local. He says private money isn't the problem.
I think the real question and the real issue at hand is, why are our elections and their administrators underfunded?
The other question would specify who can legally serve as a poll worker in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight with lows in the upper teens. For your Saturday, some sunshine for the morning, then a few clouds for the afternoon, high temps to the mid-30s. Cloudy and breezy for Sunday, a high around 40 with some rain and snow possible Sunday night. Right now it's 30.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Your support.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. And welcome back. Two quick things. Number one, Alvin Bragg, the district attorney of Manhattan, says enough is enough. The DOJ dumped these, you know, over 100,000 documents in their lap the other day at the request of the Trump lawyers. It turns out there were only 170, more or less, that had anything to do with the case or that were new or unique, and none of them would alter the outcome in all probability. And, you know, Trump's and his lawyers are begging for a further delay. This is an actual criminal trial for trying to flip the 2016 election by hiding his affairs with Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal. And, you know, which is a crime. It's a serious crime. It's not just paying off a porn star for having sex with her. So that's going on. So Alvin Bragg has got his case back on track, and this is a criminal case. This is a you-go-to-jail case. Secondly, I mentioned Marjorie Taylor Greene has submitted a motion to vacate with regard to Speaker Johnson. Now, she has to herself apparently bring this to the floor, or it's not a real thing. So right now it's a threat, and she has not yet brought it to the floor. But if she does... And let's hope she does, actually. Adam Kinzinger, you know, the former Republican from Illinois who was on the January 6th committee and as a result got kicked out of the Republican Party and lost his seat. Adam Kinzinger just posted what he calls an emergency post, a note to his Substack page saying that this is the Democrats' big chance. You want aid to Ukraine passed? Speaker Johnson's going to need your votes to survive this thing. So Democrats could simply go to Speaker Johnson and say, you know, if you want us to vote against Marjorie Taylor Greene to keep you as Speaker of the House, you know, like with Kevin McCarthy, they just stood back and did nothing. I mean, they all voted for Hakeem Jeffries, which it was the same thing. It wasn't going to, you know, he wasn't going to become Speaker. But this time they could say, you know, we'll give you 50 Democratic votes for Mike Johnson as Speaker, in exchange for your passing this damn piece of legislation that will fund Ukraine. And I think it's a brilliant idea. So we'll see how this goes and where it goes and, you know, whether or not Mike Johnson calls the House into recess or not. I haven't gotten an update on that. I'll keep you up to date on all these things. So what's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Weekend here. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Yes, hello. Just a P.S. to this. You mentioned your Frank Lutz. I don't trust the man. I don't trust the man. I get a bad feeling about him.
Yep.
He's Republican. He's Republican.
I know.
And he's saying things that benefits Trump. I mean, go where, you know, just follow the... And so, anyway, I wouldn't trust him. But what I'm calling about is early balloting. I don't know when that's going to begin, but we've got a lot of work to do educating people before, you know, they say, oh, well, it's only 6 weeks matters before elections. I don't believe that. So we've got to get out and let people know what's going on that have been busy all this time. And I'm focusing on Project 25. And the Democrats just don't seem to be getting out there or using even Projects 2025, warning people what this means. And people don't realize what this is going to do to our economy. When you talk about Janet Yellen, she's always, you know, worried whether she tweaks the economy.
Our Treasury Secretary.
Or that way. Yeah. She's so worried about throwing things off. Can you imagine what a tailspin this is going to turn our country into?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the health care. I mean, if people, they deprive people of so much. And people that are in Social Security are still working, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And if they can't get, if their Medicare is messed up, if there's,
Social Security is messed up. They're not spending. That hurts the economy. Yep. They're not going on vacations. Tourism, healthcare industry, the manufacturing, service industry, our sanitation, travel, all of that is one thing. It's a domino effect.
Yep. As Larry really points out frequently when he calls into this program, 10 of the last 11 recessions happened under Republican administrations.
Yeah, and so I'm saying it is a disaster waiting to happen.
Yep.
Once they trigger that, because they don't look ahead. They don't look
is tax cuts for billionaires and cutting federal government expenses so that there won't be a justification to raise taxes on billionaires. I mean, that's it. And corporations. The bottom line, period.
And the billionaires are insulated from all of this.
Yeah.
What do they care? They've got their little luxury caves that they build out. Have you ever seen them with two years of fuel in them? And you know, they're just going to wait till everybody, I don't know, kills each other or something, trying to survive. But we need to get out and let people know. And the media doesn't seem to do it. They go, we lose democracy. It sounds so vague. They need to explain to people there are concrete plans. Look it up step by step.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Diane. Diane, I need to move along, but your concern is registered. Amen. Frank in Thompson Falls, Montana. Hey, Frank, what's on your mind today?
Oh, just kind of along the same lines as the lady that just spoke, but I'd like to see a call to action to where people take and contact their representatives and stuff. I watched and listened to the hearings, and you've got politicians implicated with Russia and stuff, and it's not that should be on the main media broadcast live, but you know, you got to take and search around to find it. But I've contacted like Raskin and Jasmine Crockett and stuff and told them how much I appreciate the fact that they're standing up for democracy, and they're flabbergasted at the fact that somebody would even take the time to do that.
Yeah, and it's important to do that.
Oh, it's huge. If we take and do that to the people that are standing up for democracy and then contact the people that are trying to destroy our democracy and overwhelm them, it's kind of like Harry Belafonte. He said you got to be a militant progressive, not in the form of violence, but you've got to be assertive in order to get people to pay attention.
Yep, and he was right. Frank, thank you.
Yeah.
Well done, and good on you for contacting the people who are doing the right things. Ed in Erie, Michigan. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Climate change has come to my insurance policy.
Oh, really? Tell me
about
it.
Toledo in June 2023 had an F1 tornado. It's all on film. You can look it up. They got a lot of it on film, which was 2 miles to the south-southwest of me. Well, we got hail. And real bad hail, tennis ball size hail, and did about $20,000 damage to my roof and the one side of my house, the vinyl siding.
Wow.
And so just last week, I got my new insurance policy for this year. It starts in April. Okay. My policy went up $100 a year. Well, I expected that. Now I have two different deductibles. I got a $2,500, which I had a $1,000 deductible. I got a $2,500 deductible on just fire. And now wind and storm damage is now $3,000 deductible.
Yeah, yeah. These guys know they know which way the wind is blowing. No pun intended.
Yeah. I called them. But here's the good. And naturally, I came unglued. You know, I feel sorry for these people you called to about that stuff, poor girl. But I always apologize to them. I said, I know you just worked there. I said, I'd like to talk to the CEO. But exactly what she said, climate change. So she said, I'm sorry, sir, it's climate change.
Yep, she's right.
And I said, yeah, no kid. That's citizens of Hanover. I don't know if I'm supposed to say it on here.
That's no problem. Yeah,
citizens of Hanover, of the Midwest.
But they're not the only one. I guarantee you, the insurance companies all across the United States are raising premiums and drilling holes in policies to accommodate climate change. I mean, they have no choice.
I got two different. I got two different deductibles now, Tom. I always have one. You know, one deductible for everything.
Yep. No, okay. I get it.
Yep. That's it, man. Right there, climate change.
There you go, Ed. There you go. Thanks for the heads up, Maverick in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, Maverick, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, yesterday you
were talking about the term white trash, and you seem to be a little uncomfortable with it. Am I correct in that?
Well, I used it to describe Marjorie Taylor Greene the other day, and I got a lot of blowback, at least on social media, for saying that phrase. And I'm still scratching my head as to exactly why.
Well, I was scratching my head too. It started me thinking. And I don't want to digress too much, but the older I get, the lower my tolerance for suffering of any kind becomes. I've always been a sensitive guy ever since I can remember being a little kid. And lately, this whole thing of this othering thing seems to be the source of a great deal of unnecessary suffering, human-caused suffering.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, so would you use, the term white trash, everybody's heard it, but would you feel funny saying, something that's even hard for me to say, black trash? You see what I mean?
Yeah, you could argue that it's somewhat dehumanizing, and that's a good point. I mean, I would, and one of the arguments that was made in social media was that you're picking on people for being poor, and I think of Donald Trump as white trash, frankly. It is a phrase that could be sort of in the category of Donald Trump calling people vermin. So my question is, how do you describe people like Marjorie Taylor Greene in a way that, is pejorative but isn't dehumanizing?
All right, well, here we can call on the collective genius of your listening audience to come up with some sophisticated and clever ways to insult Marjorie Taylor Greene, whom I can't stand. I mean, you could just call her human trash or, something really clever like poo-poo face.
Yeah, but I don't like picking on people for their appearance, and using the word trash suggests that somebody is less than human. So, I get it. I'm not obsessive or fastidious about being politically correct, but I don't know. We'll see. Maverick, thank you for the call. So, what do you call people like Marjorie Taylor Greene? And do you think that Donald Trump is going to be viewed as a victim on Monday or as a criminal getting his just desserts?
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Assuming that Letitia James does actually start seizing his properties on Monday. We'll be right back. I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love Superbeats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I eat my Superbeats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed, so I see it every night. And don't forget, they're so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. From Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Superbeats Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. Get this offer exclusively at TomLovesBeets.com. It's T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common Sense Investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Madison is part of the First Nature Everywhere program? It's a partnership with the National Children in Nature Network, and as one of just 19 cities selected from across the country, it's meant to ensure every resident has an equal opportunity to connect with nature. As a Nature Everywhere community, Madison is going to receive 2 years of support, planning, and startup money to create new ways for children and families to enjoy nature-based experiences and learning. By the way, studies show spending time outside is good for your health, and for kids, it can even mean improvements in school. Want to help? Email natureeverywhere@cityofmadison.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's, like to a former true. Lover.
I got it a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dead.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Kripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Joe, a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible. And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are just awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup like energy, skin issues, and digestive problems. Here's the thing. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, and your dog deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. And that's why we love Feeding Nature's Blends premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty to our dogs. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. Just a reminder, in about 12, 13 minutes thereabouts, Congressman Ro Khanna will be with us for the entire second hour of today's program, taking your calls in a national town hall meeting. And those folks that are still on hold, when we get to that mark, we'll check in with you to see if you want to stay on hold and ask Connie or ask Congressman Connie your question rather than me. So, picking up your call, Samurai in Norcross, Georgia. Hey, Samurai, what's up?
Yes, sir. I have a question for you. Do you believe that conservatives and the Republican Party have a love-hate relationship with Russia, like when Russia is so-called a communist state? When Russia is really fascist now, like it is, the conservatives and a Republican Party love it. But when Russia is under so-called communism,
they hate it.
And the Republicans hate it.
I totally get what you're saying, and it's an important distinction that when the Soviet Union gave everybody free health care and free housing and I mean, it wasn't a great place to live. It was a terrible tyranny, Stalinist dictatorship. But essentially, it was kind of lefty. The Republicans hated them. And now that Russia under Putin has become a full-blown fascist autocracy, The Republicans love them because that's who they are. That's who the Republicans are, and that's what they want. Thanks for the call. Mike in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Well, if you want the description of Marjorie Taylor Greene, she reminds me of a braying donkey, which I'm sorry, I don't like to denigrate donkeys, but...
Well, and that's the logo for the Democrats. Looks like it.
What?
And that's the logo for the Democrats.
Call them a mule. Yeah. Or a mule, just call her a mule.
Yeah, but that's like the vermin thing, you know? I mean, it's characterizing a human being as an animal. I suppose I could call her stupid, but that's kind of an insult to genuinely stupid people.
That's true.
I don't know. I'm lacking it. But Mike, thanks for the good try. That was
Anyway, what I was calling about was, I don't know, did you see the February 22-24 article, AP article about your town?
About Portland?
Yeah.
No, not that I recall.
Housing. Well, what I gleaned from it, I guess you have rather wide open areas that people want to build houses in.
Right.
And you have NIMBYs and we have NIMBYs.
Sure.
And so for affordable housing. Well, yesterday in the Denver Post, there was an article that the state of Colorado, and I'm aware that they've been trying to do this, but they're trying to, well, I almost call it strong arming, although I am a liberal Democrat, to make cities build affordable housing.
Yeah, well, part of the debate here has to do with zoning, actually. Large parts of Portland are zoned for single-family houses, and they're trying to rezone those communities so that when a house gets torn down or falls apart or just gets sold, it could be replaced by an apartment building or a mixed-use building, you know, or apartments over a store, that kind of thing. And there's a lot of opposition to that, to the people who live in the single-family home neighborhoods.
Right. Well, and people are all upset about that. Anybody who's familiar with Fort Collins, go to on West Horsetooth. There's a development of smaller houses there that hasn't bothered me.
Yeah.
Average price of houses here are $550.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's the neighborhood. I think the average price in Portland is $530, something like that.
Okay. Several years ago, they tore down Hughes Stadium, which was Colorado State football stadium, and there's 164 acres out there. It's clear out as far west in Fort Collins you can go before you start climbing. And a small independent newspaper found out that the city council has been meeting on the down low with the Fort Collins like mountain biking community. They want to turn the entire 164 acres into a mountain biking park. I don't have a problem with that. Maybe give them 30 acres or something.
Yeah. But others want to turn it into housing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they'd like that. Yeah.
I get
housing apartments, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I got it. Mike, I got to run. I'm sorry. We're out of time. But thank you for the call. And, yes, housing is a crisis all over the country, increasingly. So, up next, Congressman Ro Khanna will be with us for the next hour, taking your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Inside with Pete Schwabba.
This is National Let's Laugh Day. I think laughter is truly the best medicine. What makes you laugh the hardest? My family members, my kids are funny. My dad makes me laugh. My wife makes me laugh. Conrad makes me laugh. I think one of the most important things that we can do in life is laugh. Personally, comedy's gotten me through some very tough times. It's great therapy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A partial government shutdown is